All right, let's dive in. Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're looking at something pretty interesting, a trend in coastal real estate that, well, it definitely caught our attention, made us stop and think, what's really happening here?
Yeah, it's quite striking. What's fascinating here is when you look at the sources, you see pretty quickly this isn't just, a small bump. It feels like a real shift in the market dynamics. And it seems tied into a few things, like how remote work is evolving, maybe some changes in investment approaches too.
Right. And the core finding, basically straight from the market intelligence, looking at tons of recent property searches, listing data, all that, it points to this: condos for sale near me surge in coastal cities.
That's the headline observation, yeah.
So, for you listening, maybe you're watching the real estate scene, perhaps specifically interested in coastal areas. This surge, well, it's more than just data. It hints at some potentially big shifts in, how people are choosing to live and where. So today, our mission isn't just to say, yep, there's a surge. Okay, let's unpack this properly. We want to explore why, according to our sources, what are the drivers? Things like those work-from-home patterns you mentioned.
Exactly. And maybe even some unexpected things, like shifts in vacation rental rules in certain places.
Okay, and then really dig into what this might mean, for people who already own property there, but also for anyone thinking about buying. This deep dive is all about getting to the bottom of this trend, using what our source material tells us.
Precisely. Understanding the what and the why.
So, what does this all mean? If we boil it down after looking through everything, the clear takeaway, I think, is pretty undeniable. There are significantly more coastal condos on the market right now. It's not just a little blip. Our sources are tracing it back to some very specific shifts in, well, supply and demand dynamics. It feels like a real recalibration.
Indeed. And our data suggests it isn't necessarily uniform everywhere along the coast either. It seems often concentrated in particular coastal areas, maybe places seeing new development or, like we touched on, areas impacted by changing local rules.
Interesting. So it's localized in some ways.
Potentially, yeah. But the overall trend, this distinct increase in units for sale, especially when you look at searches for condos in coastal cities,
All right.
it does signal something more fundamental, a kind of rebalancing in these markets that feels different from recent cycles.
Right.
Which, this raises an important question for you to think about. If these coastal condos are genuinely becoming more available, what does that signify? Does it maybe open up doors for first-time buyers in places that were previously out of reach?
Or does it mean something else?
Or does it maybe signal a shift at the higher end? A pivot in the luxury market, perhaps? And what could that imply for property values long term, or even just the feel of coastal living?
That's a really powerful point to consider. So, for those of you watching this space, maybe the next question is, what kind of condos are we actually talking about here? Are these mostly the high-end luxury spots? Or are we seeing more mid-range options, maybe even starter homes hitting the market?
Yeah, the specifics matter a lot.
Exactly. Because that could tell us a whole lot more about the future shape of these coastal communities. Definitely something to keep watching. These trends are certainly reshaping things by the ocean.